The American Cancer Society estimates 268,000 women will receive a breast cancer diagnosis this year, and 40% of those may be misdiagnosed because of the density of their breast tissue. WFYI's Terry D brings us this on a new method that aims to change that. She spoke with Dr. Lauren Harry, a breast radiologist at Eskenazi Health.
Eskenazi Health is offering this new tool. Can you tell us the name of the tool and how it works?
Yes. So this is called an automated whole breast screening ultrasound, and the abbreviation is ABUS. So once a woman has a mammogram and it's determined that she has dense breast tissue by the radiologist, she can come for an ABUS screening exam. So it'll be done by a technologist. They'll place the probe on her breast, adjust the compression, and take some images. It takes about 12 minutes per breast, and the radiologist will take a look at those images, and if there are abnormalities, she'll get a phone call to come back for additional testing. So the only way to know if you have dense breasts is to get a screening mammogram, which we recommend beginning at age 40 and getting every year. So when you get your screening mammogram, there'll be a section about breast density. And if you have dense breasts, you'll get a little section at the end, or your doctor can tell you, well, yeah, you do have dense breasts. There's no way to palpate or know just by feel or by looking as a layperson to know that you have dense breasts.
This does not replace a mammogram. Explain the order that the ABUS tool comes in regard to a woman getting a mammogram.
Absolutely. This is an adjunct screening modality and does not replace yearly screening mammography. So once you have your screening mammogram and it's determined by the radiologist that you have dense breasts, you will qualify for the automated whole breast screening ultrasound. And that is done after you have your mammogram.
Can you predict the rate of survival with the ABUS tool? In other words, if a woman decides to undergo testing by this tool, will that increase her chances of survival?
That's a great question. Typically, we pick up 3 to 7 additional breast cancers per 1,000 women screened. That's in addition to the cancers that we pick up with screening mammography. So typically the cancers that we do see are smaller and lower stage. So oftentimes those cancers can be treated with curative intent and with less chemotherapy or radiation than cancers that we find at a higher stage.
Is the ABUS tool more beneficial for, say, someone that's under 55, or is it something that can benefit any woman from the time she gets that first mammogram and has regular mammogram tests throughout her life?
That's a great question. It can benefit all women of all ages, of all backgrounds. Breast density does not discriminate. About 40% of women who get a mammogram will have dense breast tissue. Oftentimes, younger women have denser breasts, but that is not always the case. There are dense breasts in all age groups, in all ethnic groups, and in all backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So all women can benefit from ABUS. Anytime a man or a woman has a problem, a breast problem, either a lump or discharge or a lump in the armpit, we would always recommend that a man or a woman come into Eskenazi Health and have that area checked out. We would begin with a diagnostic mammogram, and we may use additional adjunct testing to find out what that is. For the majority of men, it is not a breast cancer, but some men absolutely can have breast cancer.
That was breast radiologist at Eskenazi Health, Dr. Lauren Harry, speaking with WFYI's Terry D.